the new government had held their first meeting away from the capital of Port Vila in an outer province of Toowoomba. And someone posted a comment on Facebook, not unreasonably, saying that there was a plane went to Toowoomba with the Prime Minister and the Cabinet on board, and if it crashed, that would take the entire government of Vanuatu with it. It was just a comment from someone, but it led to a lot of replies from people, including, I believe, Garcian. Now, when I say I believe, whatever comment he made on Facebook has been removed, so I'm unable to say exactly what the comment is. There was some suggestion that it was a throwaway remark about the plane carrying the Prime Minister crashing into Port Vila Harbour, but I haven't seen that comment. It also, this happened on the 20th of April. It's not a new matter. Garcian has since gone back on Facebook and apologised to the Prime Minister for whatever he said, saying that his comments had been misconstrued. Now, subsequently, he's been charged. Yesterday morning, he was arrested from our office, and he's facing three very serious charges that seem to be over the top for whatever he's done. He's facing a charge of terrorist activity, seditious publication, and threatening. Now, it's not as though he had any weapons or had plotted anyone or even made any direct threats against anyone. But the fact remains, there was a complaint made by the Prime Minister. The police acted upon it, and that's where we stand. Now, his actions in no way had any connection to our newspaper, and subsequently he will no longer be working for the Independent.
Now, I know, of course, there's charges laid, and they're very serious charges, as you say, so it's... Yeah, you've got to be careful about the way that you discuss this and talk this. I understand that, but it would seem, or would you perhaps feel that this is a little bit of a push to put a shot over the bows to journalists and that from the Prime Minister's office about the way that they treat him and talk to him?
That would appear to be the case. Yes, it certainly seems to be a signal that he's drawn a line in the sand about what he will and won't tolerate.
Okay. What's the next step? Have any indication when these charges will be heard?
No, I don't know that at this stage. He will obviously, I think they'll have to deal with the matter pretty quickly because of the serious nature of it. It will certainly be dealt with in the Supreme Court rather than Magistrates Court. But I'm in the dark as to what's happening next, and hopefully as the day unfolds, I'll get a better picture on that.
I suppose as well, it does, again, we've seen some issues raised in other parts of the world when it comes to social media, how it's used and what is said on there, and as you say, you haven't been able to see the exact comment, but I suppose, if anything, it's a warning to the people in Vanuatu taking part in forums that there could be a measure of a cost involved with what you have to say or do on it.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's always been issues about being unable to police social media, but it looks like perhaps this current government's going to take that issue and deal with certain directions.
Is the political discussion on these talk sites over there, is it pretty vocal at any given time?
Yeah, there's a fair bit of talk, but as I said, this whole issue arose from a quite, I believe, legitimate question about should the Prime Minister and the entire Cabinet be travelling in the same plane. That's where it started from, which I didn't think was... Well, I thought it was quite a reasonable subject, but it did evoke many replies. We looked at hundreds of pages yesterday of comment relating to this issue.